So a very warm welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley and I'm joined in the studio by Emma. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be looking over a few different things. It's really nice to welcome you onto the Harrogate Family Law Show as well, Emma, because you've not been on before, have you? So
no, yeah, first time
for
me.
Very warm welcome. I'm sure you'll be brilliant. So we're going to have a look at the benefits of having a solicitor on board. If you should, you know, why doing it yourself is probably not a great idea. So that's the big first question I want to ask this month is, what are the benefits of having a solicitor on board when you're going through this process?
Sure. So obviously the emotional aspects of divorce are difficult enough for a lot of people, but there could actually be financial implications for couples who attempt to cut corners and save money. So a lot of people are considering DIY or online divorce routes rather than using a local family law firm. But sadly, those who go through a divorce without the correct advice could actually run into complications.
There seems to be a real trend at the minute of do-it-yourself, isn't there? Put it into Google and just do it yourself. So why do you want to make sure that, you know, if you avoid doing it DIY, you're probably going to be better off? Or, you know, things like paperwork. Why is it so important to get the paperwork right?
So many of the online divorce services are only offering help with the paperwork without actually giving you any legal advice. So whilst this is cheap, it isn't necessarily the right solution for you. So at Harrogate Family Law, we believe that getting the paperwork right is crucial to avoiding stressful and lengthy delays. We've seen a huge number of what should be extremely straightforward, undefended divorce cases, which have been delayed for sometimes more than 18 months as a result of mistakes in paperwork, with the court having to return the document numerous times. Problems can also arise when documents are completed incorrectly or without a full understanding of their implications and the potential pitfalls. So for one example, UK divorce law does not currently allow for what's called no-fault divorce. Many people are actually unaware of this and think that they can divorce over irreconcilable differences.
That's always a hard word, isn't it? Irreconcilable, yeah.
So the only permissible ground for divorce in England and Wales is the irretrievable breakdown of a marriage. So that must be proved by establishing one of five causes. And the most common of these is unreasonable behaviour. And the person seeking a divorce must list examples to prove that they can no longer reasonably be expected to remain married to their partner, although the reasons don't need to be extreme. And most divorce applications do not require a lot of detail about the causes, and actually the less hostile they are, the less likely that it is they will be disputed by the other party involved.
I was going to say, with the irreconcilable differences, even I struggle to say that. That seems to be an American thing, doesn't it? That you always see in the news, oh, they're splitting because of irreconcilable differences. So that's something that just doesn't exist.
No, that definitely doesn't exist. And that's the type of terminology that somebody who is going through a divorce without seeking advice from a solicitor might use, not knowing actually what can be a fact which evidences the marriage is broken down within English law. And actually some people going through divorce on their own, they might, for example, be struggling with the emotional side of things and might include quite hostile and contentious evidence as part of the divorce, which their spouse might then try and contest, and it's only going to make things longer and more stressful. So actually seeking advice from a solicitor can help agree the basis of the divorce, which can make things more straightforward.
Yeah, well, you were mentioning there about getting the advice. We've got some bullet points here. I'll just go through some of them if we can. What's this first one? What's the first bit of advice?
Yeah, so it's important to take legal advice before you start divorce proceedings for several reasons, really. And the first of these is to avoid rejection of the divorce by the court. So if there are any errors in the paperwork, then the divorce will either be rejected and returned to you after the papers are sent off to the court to start the process, or even worse, they could be rejected at the decree nisi stage, and that would mean that you would have to repeat key stages again, just causing a delay in the process and potentially expense there as well.
What difference does it make as well if the person is asking for the divorce?
Okay, so a solicitor can advise you about whether it would be beneficial for you to be the person asking for the divorce, which is called the petitioner. And the benefit of being the petitioner in some situations is that you can control the process and the timescales. So this might be very important if remaining married until the financial settlement has been concluded it could be favourable to you in situations where you're entitled to death in service or pension benefits on your spouse's death. So really it's important to seek advice to see if that would be relevant to you. And it's not something that a lot of people would immediately consider.
Yeah. And what about your country as well? How does that affect it?
Yeah, so different countries have different rules, obviously, about divorce. And you may get a better financial settlement by starting proceedings in one country as opposed to the other.
Okay.
So, for example, you or your spouse have lived outside England and Wales or have assets outside England and Wales or different citizenship. Either of you may be able to start proceedings in more than one country. So if you've got any connections outside of England and Wales, it's really, really essential to consider in which country you should ask for a divorce and to act fast, as this is a very, very complex area of the law and can have really major financial consequences.
Okay, brilliant. So we're going to have a look in a minute as well on the next part of the show about the benefits of obtaining advice about a financial settlement. That's coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show.